Over the last few months, the parish staff and I have noticed a number of new families and new faces and new people coming to our parish. So I just wanted to take an opportunity to say welcome. We're glad you're here, and we hope that you will choose to make Holy Family Church your parish home. And if there's anything special you would like, if you'd like me to come and bless your house, or any other special needs you have, feel free to call, and we'll try to accommodate you as best as we can. But as you know, we have our parish Lenten mission coming up next month, and so for the next 6 weeks, Deacon Charles and I will be focusing on topics in our homily that have to do with the parish mission, and to prepare ourselves and the parish for this Lenten mission. In today's homily, I'd like to just explore the question, who could really benefit from this Lenten mission and why? And to answer this question, I'd like to share with you a true story of a young man named Pedro Ballester. At the age of 16, Pedro made a big decision. He decided that he would really take the invitation of Jesus to follow him seriously in his life. And so he joined Opus Dei. And Opus Dei is what's known in the Catholic Church as a personal prelature. It's an institution or a community of people who, through traditional practices in the Catholic Church, are striving for holiness in the ordinary circumstances of their daily life. And 98% of the members of Opus Dei are lay people. That means they're not priests, they're not deacons, they're not monks, they're not religious people in any way. They're lay people. They're normal people. They're like you. So at the 16 years of age, Pedro joined Opus Dei and really started to become more serious in his commitment to follow Christ. But 2 years later, at the age of 18, he was diagnosed with terminal cancer, and there was nothing the doctors could do for him. It was a death sentence for him. And this meant that at the age of 18, his life would be cut short from a human point of view. He would never graduate from university. He would never have his own career. He would never be able to get married, have his own family, buy his own home. And for the next 3 years, he went through all kinds of treatment for cancer and the different sufferings that go with that kind of treatment. But during that time, he decided to continue a normal life as much as possible. He continued taking his university classes. He went out with friends. He was trying to become the best version of himself that he could be, which is what he believed Jesus was calling him to do and what Opus Dei is all about. And like mosquitoes, people started being attracted to him by the light that he just seemed to be spreading around him. Many people sought him out. When he was in the hospital, they say he was never alone. Young patients in the hospital with him would come to his room in order to spend time with him and talk with him. Doctors and nurses would just pop in just to talk with him for a while. Relatives of other patients would come and see him. And when he was home, it was the same. Even in his suffering and pain, he never allowed his parents to turn anyone away who came to visit him. He wanted to see the people, listen to them, and to share with them. And so other students from school came. The professors would come. Neighbors, friends, and priests would come and visit. And anyone who met him once felt the need or the desire to want to visit with him again. And during the last weeks of his life, the influx of people only grew, and he had words of encouragement and hope for everyone. He just wanted to spread the light of Christ that he had to other people. And so Pedro Ballester died January 13, 2018. And at his funeral, you could see the fruits of his short life. A bishop celebrated his mass, 30 priests were concelebrating, hundreds and hundreds of people filled the church, relatives, friends, fellow students, professors, doctors, nurses, other patient cancer patients. And a few weeks before he died, a young lad asked him and said, "Pedro, are you happy?" And now just remember, he's only 21, and his life is being cut short. All his dreams for his life have been dashed, and he's suffering the effects of the cancer and the treatment for cancer. And knowing all this, and knowing that he was at death's door, he answered and said, "I have never been happier. I've never been happier." And that shouldn't surprise us, because lovers always beam with happiness. And Pedro genuinely loved Christ, and he genuinely loved other people. He was close to Jesus and had the light of Christ in his heart and simply wanted to share that with others. And so hundreds of people were touched by that light, and that light that was in his heart brought him great joy. And so if our hearts are open, if our hearts are clean and pure, if our love for Jesus is genuine, then joy will always be in our hearts. In fact, if there is no joy or no inner peace in our lives, then something's wrong. An old seminary professor of mine used to say, if your religion makes you sad, not glad, that's bad. And it's true. And so it was to bring God's light into the world that Jesus came to the earth. When Adam and Eve sinned, they brought darkness into their own heart, and they brought darkness into the world, a great darkness. And Jesus came in order to bring back God's light to our hearts and into the world. And this was announced by Simeon in today's gospel at the very beginning of Jesus' life. He announced who this baby was and what this baby would do for the world. Simeon is enlightened by the Holy Spirit to recognize that this baby is the long-awaited Messiah and that he has a mission in the world. And Simeon says this. He says, "Now, Master, now God, you can let your servant go in peace according to your word, because my eyes have now seen your salvation, which you have prepared for all people, a light of revelation to the Gentiles and glory for your people Israel." So Jesus is the revelation of God's light. He came to bring God's light back into the world. And I'm sure you and I would all agree that the world desperately needs the light of God. Because without the light of Christ, the world will never find peace or joy. Without the light of Christ, no one can find salvation. And without the light of Christ, we cannot be truly good. And that last point, I think, is really important. Without Christ in our lives, we cannot be truly good, not in the way that God desires. And that I experienced in my own life. You know, as you know, I've told you many times before, I did not grow up as a Catholic, did not grow up as a Christian, did not grow up praying or going to church. It was really not a part of my life, hardly at all. So the light of Christ was not shining in my life. I didn't have it. And as a result, to all external appearances, I lived a normal life. I played sports, I went out with friends, I dated, I studied, and in grade 8, I even won a trophy being voted as the recipient of the Citizenship Award. And then even when I was 19, I took a year off university to work with my dad in the Ford plant in Oakville. And we would drive to work together and come home together. And one day my dad said something interesting. He said, well, let me backtrack. My dad was in World War II and he saw a lot of horrible things and it really did affect him. And so his heart was wounded in many ways. And so he would sometimes struggle with anger, you know. And so my dad said this one guy at work who did not like him said to him that day, he said to my dad, he said, "How come you are such a jerk? And your son is such a nice guy." and I was a nice guy. You know, yeah, thank you. but now when I look back at it, if I would have had a sudden accident and died, I would not have gone to heaven. I would have gone to hell. Because, not because I did anything major bad, but I did not have the light of Christ in my heart. I had no relationship with Christ. I was living only for myself. I wanted to do well in school so I could be rich and comfortable. I wanted to win every game I played. And because of that, I did not think twice about cheating at games or cheating in school or lying to look good or lying to get out of trouble. I was just thinking about myself. And that's who I was because I did not have the light of Christ in my heart. But once I had my conversion at the age of 22, all that changed. And I remember distinctly thinking it was as though some light went on in my heart that I didn't have before. And later on, I realized that, oh, wow, that's really true because Jesus talks about being the light of the world. And I knew Christ and his love for me, and because of that light now in my heart, everything changed. I no longer cheated. I no longer lied. I wanted to do God's will in my life, and I had a hunger and thirst to do good for other people. And so without the light of Christ shining in our hearts, we cannot be good, not in the way that God desires, because we end up living only for ourselves. We may be normal and very nice, but we're not living for God. So only with the light of Christ and a relationship with him can we spread peace, joy, love that comes from God to others. Pedro Ballester knew this. I experienced it, and so have millions down through the ages. And so, going back to the original question, who should come to our parish mission this Lent? Well, anyone that you know who does not yet have the light of Christ in their lives. Because without the light of Christ, people cannot live good lives, they cannot reach the kingdom of heaven, and they cannot be saved. And many of these people may be our children, grandchildren, cousins, nephews, nieces, friends, people we care about, and people we love. And so this Lenten mission is especially for them, because at this mission, Father Graham will be just preaching the basic gospel message and then giving people a chance to hear the story of Jesus and make a decision for him. And so today, in the gospel, Simeon received a promise from God that he would not die until he had seen the Messiah. So he did come to see the Messiah before he died, but he received this grace through the hands of Mary. It was only because Mary brought Jesus into the temple and gave him to Simeon that Simeon received that grace from God. And so let us ask Mary to help us to do the same. As she brought Jesus to Simeon and he received the light of Christ, may she help us do the same and to bring the light of Christ to other people in our lives, especially our loved ones. And let us also be, as the sign here says, to be a beacon of hope, to bring others to the parish mission so that they may have the opportunity to receive the light of Christ.